Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, see, I used to be like that, and after I started doing that energy auditor where I had to go in the attics and stuff, yeah. Now I don't like the 10-foot, you know, or the real tall ladders, but I can get up in an attic or mess around with that. That doesn't bother me anymore. But then you don't have any excuse not to get up. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
When I was 4 years old, I barely remember a little bit, but when I was 4 years old, but after that.
Did I ever show you this? Rush Country got TV?
Oh, you told me about it, but I haven't.
Well, I'll tell you what, my wife is from Humble.
That coffee was so good, I could smell it. I said,
watch movies
for
free. Because she was used to having
Johnny McBrown.
Yeah.
Johnny Crowder and all those. We came back to that
ranch. Yeah, there's all sorts of them. Yeah.
Now she won't go to
Tommy.
She prefers the small town.
We'd like my wife, she's from San Antonio, we've been making
it. Watch country.tv.
You used to live
council,
in San
Antonio. Council, we'll get
started
here.
You get off. How'd
it come out?
What? You?
The president.
We'll go ahead and start. Ms. Israel's going to be late.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, I got too much up here now.
Sharon's our water.
Water Sharon.
What do you call them in the football?
This is just how
much up here.
She's our water girl.
Regular session of the City Council of the City of Pleasant, Texas will now come to order. 7:07 p.m., 19 June 2014. Item number 2 is the invocation, which will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. That will be by Reverend Tony Aguirre of the Emmanuel Church. Reverend?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before you. God, we thank you for this day you have given us, an opportunity to come, to unite, and to discuss the future that you have for this city. God, I ask that you will bless us this evening, bless the agenda that we have. God, place your hands on the lives of the City Council members, the city officials and law enforcement that you have placed in this city. God, I ask for your continued blessings as we continue to strive towards your will, towards your goal that you have for us. Let us be in one mind and one heart for the future of this city. We love you and we thank you for all that you have done for us. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We'll face the flag, hand over heart. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Thank you, Reverend Aguirre. Item number 3 is the roll call. Ms. Israel?
Here.
Mr. Sines?
Here.
Mr. Best?
Here.
Mr. Garza?
Here.
Ms. Pacifica?
Here.
Mr. Gallegos?
Here.
All members are present. Item number 4 is the consent agenda. A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of June 5th, 2014. B, approval of the minutes of the special session of June 11th, 2014. C, approval of the preliminary plat for Eagle Heights Pleasant Subdivision. And D, approval of the final plat for Howard Subdivision.
Mayor.
Mr. Gallegos.
I move to approve the consent agenda, A, B, C, and D.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda, A, B, C, and D. Any discussion? None. Will proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Consent agenda is approved. Item number 5, discussion action to amend
Mayor?
Ordinance number 13-1095, regulating massage business and code of ordinances of the City of Pleasant, Texas. Ms. Israel.
I move to dismiss this item.
Second.
Moved and seconded to dismiss the item. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Item is dismissed. Item number 6 is discussion action to name Blackwell Giuliani LLP, Bracewell and Giuliani LLP as bond counsel for the upcoming utility system bond and obligations. Mr. McClain isn't here, but we have spoke, and this is the recommendation.
Mayor?
Mr. Gallegos.
I move to approve the name Bracewell and Giuliani LLP as a bond counsel for the upcoming utility system bonds of obligation.
Second.
Moved and seconded to name Bracewell and Giuliani LLP as bond counsel for the upcoming utility system bonds of obligation. Any discussion? None will proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 7 is ordinances and resolutions. A is the second reading and adoption of ordinance number 14-1109, adopting impact fee land use assumptions and impact fee capital improvement plans. And if I can find it, I'll read it. Ordinance number 14-1109 is an ordinance adopting impact fees, land use assumptions, and impact fee capital improvement plans in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 395 of the Texas Local Government Code.
Mayor.
Mr. Gagel.
I move to approve the adoption of ordinance number 14-1109, adopting impact fees, land use assumptions, and impact fees capital improvement plan.
Second.
We're moved and seconded to adopt ordinance number 14-1109, adopting impact fees, land use assumptions, and impact fee capital improvement plan. Any discussion? None. Proceed to the voters. In favor of motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Ordinance is adopted. Item number 7B is reading and adoption of ordinance number 14-1110, amending ordinance number 13-1095, regulating massage businesses and code ordinance for the city of Pleasant, Texas.
Mayor,
Mr. Gagos.
I move to approve the adoption of ordinance number 14-1110, amending ordinance number 13-1095, regulating massage businesses and the code of ordinances for the city of Pleasanton, Texas.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve adoption of number 14-1110, amending ordinance number 13-1095, regulating massage businesses and the code of ordinances of the city of Pleasant, Texas. Ordinance number 14-1110 is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Pleasant, Texas, amending ordinances number 13-1095, regulating massage business and the Code of Ordinance for the City of Pleasanton, and declaring an emergency.
Mayor?
I believe I dismissed this item.
You dismissed agenda number item 5.
Yes. I believe that was relating to it. Am I correct?
No, yes. It is relating to it.
That's separate from the motion to adopt.
Yeah, it's a completely different... Completely different item.
Amended and adoption.
Any other discussion? None. Will proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion fails. Item number C is consideration adoption of resolution number 13-14 of the City Council of the City of Pleasant, Texas, authorizing giving of notice of intention to issue City of Pleasant, Texas combination tax and limited pledge revenue certificates of obligation series 2014 and declaring an effective date.
Mayor.
Resolution number 133-14 is a resolution. Wait a minute. Is the paper that you sent up here?
Yes.
Okay. Language to adopt. Okay. Let me read the resolution. Number 133-14 is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Pleasant, Texas, authorizing and giving a notice of intention to issue City of Pleasant and Texas combination tax and limited pledge revenue certificates of obligation series 2014 and declaring an effective date.
Mayor.
Mr. Gagos.
I move to approve the adoption of resolution number 133-14 of the City Council of the City of Pleasanton, Texas, authorizing the giving of notice of intent to issue City of Pleasanton, Texas combination tax and limited pledge revenue certificate of obligations series 2014 and declaring it an effective date.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve resolution number 133-14 of the City Council of the City of Pleasant, Texas, authorizing and giving the notice of intention to issue City of Pleasant, Texas combination and tax limited pledge revenue certificates of obligation series 2014 and declaring an effective date. Any discussion? Is that variance from what you had going to cause an issue? All right.
Yes.
There's no discussion. We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Resolution is adopted. Item number 8 is citizens' comments. If you're a citizen of or a taxpayer to the City of Pleasanton, you may at this time speak. Please speak keep your comments to 3 minutes and know the council and staff may not comment. And we do have one person, Ms. Angela Smart, 407 Hummingbird, Poteet, Texas, Women's Empowerment Training.
What do you think?
Hi. I just wanted to let everybody know about the Women's Empowerment Training that is coming to the City of Pleasanton. There is a nationally acclaimed coach and life coach, business consultant, and trainer who is bringing a women's empowerment training for July 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's going to discuss topics like finding our purpose and passion and living with purpose and passion, how to break past our barriers that keep us stuck, and also practical tools for relationships and business tools, how to be authentic and accountable, and how to be confident and accepting and loving of yourself. I believe this training will be a great benefit to the women of Pleasanton because we can't make a better community if we can't improve ourselves. And so this is a great opportunity for the women to do that. And I just want to say thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Sir?
What's your name?
Item number 9 is departmental reports.
Departmental report will be by Chief Sanchez, Police Department this evening, followed by Mr. Weezer first with the Public Works Director's report, followed by the Police Department report. We'll proceed to that point to the manager's message, Mayor.
Okay.
Good evening.
Evening.
Department system in accordance with the TCEQ and AWWA standards in conjunction with our master plan. We had begun the preparation on the most recently approved water main project. This project extends from the Halpin Water Plant westward to the Northtown Well, then we'll continue on to Highway 97 to IH-37. When this project was approved, our crews are very excited and are ready to tackle this project, so thank you for that. The wastewater plant will continue to monitor our SSO plan. The SSO plan is the agreement with TCEQ that we signed in 2008, which consisted of numerous milestones that were intended to eliminate our sewer system overflows. To date, our plan has been a success, and we have two major items due by 2017 and 2018. These items are to complete our sewer system evaluation, which we are almost complete with that, and begin the planning process for our next plant, wastewater plant expansion, which I think we can probably delay a couple years with the flows that we have now, but that is one of the milestones that we had. Our street department will continue to address the drainage clearing projects to include drainages at China Garden and 281 Tires. Others on the list are the Oak Haven, Windship, and the Highway 97 East at Austin Street. We are also working on finalizing the list of the intersections that will be reconstructed using hot mix. Our Parks Department will continue taking care of what we have. They have completed some major projects, which include the painting of Pavilion Number 2. Our improvements to Pavilion Number 2 will continue by installing the new lighting fixtures to provide the better lighting needed for the night events. These electrical projects are being done in-house, like Mr. Pearson had mentioned, by our electricians in training under the master electrician license held by our building official, John Rainey. These light fixtures will also be protected against vandalism by using the expanded metal covers. Our River Park playscape was closed on Monday, June the 16th, for reconstruction. Mr. Robert Garcia and Mr. Joel Varado began the demolition and will reconstruct the playscape one section at a time. This project will take several weeks, and a completion date has not yet been determined. Their plans are to rebuild it back as close as possible to its original design. I would also like to mention that I have recently become involved with our newly selected Parks Recreation Board. The board has met and has discussed on what direction they feel our park system needs to go and on some current park rules and ordinances. Through these meetings, they have made some recommendations for the park improvements and are currently working on updating some of the parks ordinance information. Our Parks Board Chairman, Mr. Benny Garza, has brought some very useful information from the previous park board that will assist them to continue where the committee left off. I believe with the experience and the participation from our current members, we will be able to tackle some of the past and current issues. They believe in taking care of what we have. They have that mentality, and I feel that with that mindset, this board will continue to improve our park system as we move forward. That completes my report.
Mayor.
Any questions? Ms. Israel.
I just wanted to ask something that's kind of a future a future question, but when we do get to the point where we're actually looking at the expansion of the wastewater treatment plant,
okay,
will there be a way for us to possibly, I don't know that we'll be able to implement it, but consider the including a recycled water storage tank and the beginning of a use for our sports complexes and our park for using that.
We have had several discussions on that. And
already, yes.
Yes.
I think we're moving in that direction. Yes, so
I think so.
I won't be around at that time, so I thought I'd make a note now. Well, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Evening.
In our continued effort to participate in community events, the Pleasanton Police Department recently participated in the Kids College Day at Coastal Bend College. Their theme was technology, and the kids ranged from ages 7 to 10 years old. Officer Jesse Chia put on a presentation in which she explained the various technological tools our police officers have in their patrol cars. She explained how the radar works to catch speeders and showed them how the onboard computer works. Of course, the biggest hit was the lights and siren. We received a thank you letter from Coastal Bend College Workforce Facilitator Sharon Mayberry. And the event was a huge success. And we continue to ask that you please inform your constituents that we are readily available to participate in community events that they may be hosting, and we'll be more than happy to participate if they'll just give us a few days advance notice. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Any questions for Chief Sanchez? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Most of the things I have to say this evening were kind of redundant back to the budget message, but I will allude to one point. In the spirit of proactive policing, the chief called me the other morning to tell me that there's a person here present tonight whose business was probably broken into. Can you give them a call and let them know? That's pretty proactive policing, isn't it? I also want to thank the chief for his many efforts to revitalize, revolutionize, and move a department forward. He's to be commended for that, as well as Mr. Weezar. None of us could do what we do without the great people we have with us. And I know Mr. Weezar and the chief and the other department heads feel much like I do, that we feel privileged to work with those folks. Our annexation proceedings are moving forward. Visiting with folks earlier this week, we should have the letters ready to go for those who are in the proposed area for annexation. Second thing I want to mention is we will have a discussion action item in front of you all on July 17th to give us direction, hopefully, to develop a cross-connection and control backflow manual. This is in reference to what we are charged by the state to do. Mentioned earlier, back to 1996. This would be the final connection, if you will, to have that program in place. I mentioned the fiber optic connections in detail. We have quotes in front of us. There will be no charge, as we understand it, to connect public works. The conduit is already in place, a matter of pulling the fiber optic wire. There will be a charge to connect the wastewater treatment plant and City Hall, and there will be a charge to run the fiber optic to the new library and Civic Center. We feel like we may have funds to get that done in pretty short order. What it will do is speed up the connectivity and the interchange between Public Works, the wastewater plant, City Hall, and the Library and Civic Center. Because a lot of our proprietary information is housed on the server at City Hall through the ENCODE software program, And because the Public Works folks are going to be accessing that ENCODE software program for work order, disposition, and other things, that at a minimum will be a game changer. The speed between the library and Civic Center and City Hall, we all know what that can do. Right now, the way we go back and forth is through an antenna in the air. And it goes up in the air, it goes to our host provider, it comes back through the air to us, and then when we respond, it goes back. So sometimes we have no response back and forth for a couple of hours, depending on how the traffic's moving through the air. That's another residual of the Eagleford. The CASA facility, we should have plumbing fixtures installed in the next 2 to 3 weeks. That includes several plumbing fixtures, to include bathroom fixtures, sinks, and that type of thing. At that point, then we will move forward with another owner of a company in the city, an electrical company who has offered services, as well as the plumber who's offered services, to bring all the electrical up to standard and move forward to install a combination air conditioning heating units in each one of the rooms there, because there's no central air or central heat. At that point, we will then get back with Joni over at CASA, and I have kept her updated. I talked to her about a week ago, and we'll walk through the facility and see where we're at that point. We feel like to present the basic needs in a facility is our responsibility, so we're moving forward on that. I'd like to give you a short report this evening. I was asked, City of Pleasanton was asked to come to the first annual West Texas Consortium Conference and to participate on a panel discussion with the Executive Director of ACOG, as well as several other noted folks that are connected to the Eagleford. They wanted to know what Pleasanton's done to be a success. And so we told them. Basically, it was two sentences. It takes the will of the council to direct the staff to be in the process to adopt policies and planning procedures to accommodate this thing, number one. But the willpower of the council to tell the staff to implement them is another thing. And you all have told us to do that. Had many comments from a lot of city managers and some other folks after the panel discussion. I really don't know what to say, Mayor and Council, other than say, we have a great council. We just have a great council. This is all inspiring for you all, as well as the staff, for this thing to hit some 36 months or so ago, and to see it continue to blossom. But I emphasize one thing that I had nothing to do with. Councils, and many of you were on those councils before, and city managers before me, if they did nothing else, they made sure this city had plenty of potable water service and wastewater collection and treatment service. We can turn it all off, but we can't turn the water off. And I applaud you all for that and previous city managers. Great time. It was a whirlwind 24 hours going up there and coming straight back. And what a beautiful drive from Abilene back here. 5 hours. I did get some good hot sauce as a gift for coming. Our summer meeting schedule, I believe, will be before you all tonight with a discussion action item, and it'll bring us to the point of adoption of possible consideration and adoption of several of the things you've directed us to do, as well as the budget, and we'll talk about it when we get to that point. I'll stand for any questions or comments.
Questions for Mr. Pearson. Thank you, Mr. Pearson. Item number 11 is Mayor's message and announcements. I do have a few. I'm about to put Mr. Best on the spot here. He showed me something just prior to our meeting, and I think he should share it with us, so if you don't mind.
I don't mind. It was something that we've kind of designed, and it's free use. It's on the internet. It's called brushcountry.tv, and you're able to go to the website. You'll be able to select, for instance, the Western Network, and you'll be able to watch old Western movies, or the Boo Network, and watch old Bela Lugosi movies, and there's no charge. It's just, you go right in there, you select the network, and you link in. And there's also a link to a page that links to each one of the newspapers within the entire Brush Country. So if you have, if they have an internet presence, you're able to see what the news is in another area in the Brush Country, in Karnes City, for instance, or what have you. Yeah.
Anyway,
brushcountry.tv.
I thought that was interesting, and we should get it out there. One other announcement is I see that we have, it doesn't have a date, but it's Gypsy Ramp, ATX Live Action Sports, Ramp Rolls and Construction. It looks like it's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is this an event? Oh, it's on the back. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Garza. You just have to flip it over. It's July 12th, 2014, and I believe it's downtown. So we're supporting those types of activity downtown. One other thing, I'm just mentioning this. If you read the paper, there's an article on the front of the Pleasant Express about a Cessna 414 that crashed Sunday?
Monday.
And there's a quote from me, and I read it, and it said, Mayor Powell, avid pilot, which made me smile. And then I read the quote, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, that's not what I said. and I'm only bringing this up because it said Mayor Powell. If it had said Clint Powell, I wouldn't have brought it up. But it was just a misquote. Aviation terms are kind of hard to understand, especially if you're not a pilot, and the author of the article was not. So what was in there was just a tad bit misquoted. And the only reason I'm saying that is because anybody who's out there that is a pilot, if you read that, you'd think I was a complete idiot. So I thought I'd throw that out there. And the other thing I have is...
You are a good pilot, Mayor.
Thank you. He's only saying that because we lived on the flight.
He got you home, didn't he?
And he might want to go again, so... the other thing is I have a participation agreement. Mr. Pearson and I have been approached by a group that... produces a show called Communities of Distinction. They met with Mr. Pearson via telephone, and then myself and Mr. Pearson, and the associate producer thought that we might have a story big enough to talk to the executive producer. We spoke with him last week. It's hosted by Terry Bradshaw. It's called Communities of Distinction. We would have to, you know, do some things monetarily to get it done. It's a 5-minute segment that would air like 21 different times. Mm-hmm. And we would have all rights to use it for our purposes. But it would be professionally done, hosted by Terry Bradshaw. And we just kind of, basically, they asked us about Pleasanton, and me and Mr. Pearson just said everything we could about it. And they're very, very interested in our community. They said this is one of the communities that fits the profile of what they're trying to discuss. That's pretty exciting. So we may be featured on that, depending on council's approval. And that'll be coming up.
Now.
Yeah, now,
if
I guess.
If you get a consensus from
it. No. Well, can we do that? I'm not sure we can do that since it's not really an agenda item. But
the agenda.
I think we can bring it up on the next agenda, though. Hey. But anyway, be thinking about that, council, and I thought it was kind of nice to know that people are actually interested in hearing about Pleasanton, Texas. Item number 12, discussion action to accept a generous donation from the Friends of the Library to the kitchen area of the Civic Center.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening, Ms. Guthrie.
This is actually, it should be a Friends of the Library item, and normally our president would be here, Kathleen Guerra, but she's otherwise engaged right now. We do have the secretary here to present the item, though, but I would like to recognize one of our very long-time, hard-working Friends members, Aline Elkers. We couldn't do it without her. She's been wonderful for me. Secretary, as I said, is going to give this presentation, and I give you the esteemed Alma Jones.
Okay, let me give you all my papers.
And I think, yeah, we do have them. Thank you, Ms. Jones.
Thank you.
Try to talk slow.
I'm Alma Jones, Secretary. Our biggest fundraiser is our annual salad luncheon and silent auction for the Friends of the Library. For the past several years, we of course had to hold it at the Durden Community Center because we didn't have the beautiful place over here now that we do have. We do want to have it this year on July 24th. However, the current refrigerator that's in the Civic Center is not allowing us to do so. We get about 100 to 110 salads donated each year, but most of them are doubled or tripled. So you're looking at 2 to 250 salads. Even using the refrigerator that we have in the library, there's still not enough room. So what we would like to do as the Friends of the Library would like to donate a commercial size refrigerator for the Civic Center. We gave y'all a picture of it. It would not only benefit us, of course, every year, but anybody else that would utilize and use the function. I will tell y'all that when we had our party there the other, you know, last month or whatever, and it was just for 150, 170 people, we filled up that refrigerator. So, you know, it would be a big benefit for larger groups, larger parties, weddings. As you see, it's from the same vendor that the current ones are from. I think Mr. Pearson had asked for that, which we had no problem with. And it's a solid two-door, regen, 49 cubic foot, side by side. This is the good part. It goes for $8,163, but it's on sale for $3,122.35.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
So if y'all can let us get it, we're going to buy it quick. And that's it.
Mayor.
Offer that to y'all.
Mr. Gagos.
I move to approve to accept the generous donation of the Friends of the Friends of the Library to the kitchen area of the Civic Center, solid two-door reach-in commercial refrigerator.
Second.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the generous donation of the Friends of the Library to the kitchen of the area of the Civic Center, which is a solid two-door reach-in commercial refrigerator. Any discussion? None. Proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Item 13 is discussion action to allow temporary street closure of the North Main and Johnson Street intersections from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 12, 2014 for the Texas Skateboarding Club exhibition hosted by Art on Main. Chief Sanchez.
Thank you, Mayor. Gilbert and Ann Salas from Art on Main are hosting a skateboarding show with the Texas Skateboarding Club on July the 12th. It's a Saturday. There'll be one 45-minute show per hour, and they will be offering free skateboarding demonstrations. The people will, not Gilbert and Ann, won't be offering that. They're requesting that we close that intersection of North Main and Johnson Street from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, July the 12th. And our recommendation is to direct city staff to allow the temporary street closure.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Best.
I move that we allow the temporary street closure of the North Main and Johnson Street intersection from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 12th, 2014. For the Texas Skateboarding Club exhibition hosted by Art on Main.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to allow the temporary street closure of the North Main and Johnson Street intersection from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 12, 2014, for the Texas Skateboarding Club exhibition hosted by Art on Main. Any discussion?
Yes.
Difficult.
Yes, sir. I believe that this exhibition is sponsored by the Downtown Merchants Association. Gilbert is on the board, and I think that's a little confusion there, but it is
okay.
By the
thank you for the clarification.
Another discussion.
That was what I was going to say.
Okay.
Is it? Yeah, DPMA is hosting it.
Okay. I wonder if we should look at. All right. Any other discussion? Not proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Motion.
Yeah. Item number 14 is discussion action.
Well, Mayor.
Grant a variance to the Animal Control Ordinance for 1257 Encino Drive. Chief.
Maybe you should have amended that. Mm-hmm. Can we go back, Mayor, and amend that? Because the motion was hosted by Art on Main, and that's not, is that not correct?
I don't know how it affects really the item, except for the recognition portion.
I think it's okay.
It doesn't affect the body of the motion.
Okay.
I mean, it does.
Papers will help us out there.
Just make sure that we all understand that, and I think everybody here does, and I believe the reporters understand that.
Yes.
Item 14, Chief.
This is a request for a variance to Ordinance Number 1340, regulating and keeping of animals. This is for the residents that reside at 1257 Encino Drive. I think we visited this same variance at the last council meeting. The resident, Elsie Guerra, currently has one horse and resides on 0.60 acres. Horse is well cared for and their pens are kept very clean. I've attached a letter written by Dr. John Clater, a veterinarian, in which he supports a variance of the ordinance, provided some stipulations are met. And like I say, the horse is very well cared for and the pens are well kept.
Mayor?
Yes,
I'd like to move to grant a variance to Ordinance Number 1340, which would allow Elsie Guerra at 1257 Encino Drive to keep and take care of no more than one horse and or other livestock on their 0.60 acre property, which is located at 1257 Encino Drive.
Second.
Moved and seconded to grant a variance to Ordinance Number 1340, which would allow Elsie Guerra at 1257 Encino Drive to keep and take care of no more than one horse and or livestock on their 0.60 acre property, which is located at 1257 Encino Drive. Any discussion? None will proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Thank you, Chief. Item number 15, discussion action to grant a variance of the sign ordinance number 13-1085, allowing for an additional wall sign at HEB. Our community development supervisor.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council.
Good evening.
This is a subject of discussion action to grant a variance to the sign ordinance 13-1085-123 for an additional wall sign for the remodeled store, HEB store. If you look at the drawing there, when they do the remodel, they already have a permit for the one HEB up there on the top side, and this extension comes over to the side. They're going to have two entrances. They have the three signs that's allowed by our ordinance. They're just adding the HEB on the second entrance, and it's basically going to be able to identify where the entrances are. So it meets the requirements. It's an extra large building, so
sure.
It's pretty much cut and dry. City staff recommends an approval of the sign ordinance for an additional sign above the store entrance to match the existing sign at the existing entrance when the remodel is completed.
Mayor?
Yes, I'd like to move to
recommend an approval to the sign ordinance for an additional sign above the store entrance to match the existing sign at the existing entrance to HEB's when remodel is completed.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the
third and fourth.
To approve the sign ordinance for an additional sign above the store entrance to match the existing sign at the existing entrance when remodel is complete. Any discussion? If none, will proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 16, discussion action to approve the proposed budget dates for the appropriation of the 2015 fiscal year budget.
Mayor, the proposed dates are in front of you. I'll stand for any questions that the council might have, but this moves us to the point of adoption of the budget for fiscal year 2015.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Gallegos.
Okay, I've got to get back to my place here. Mayor, I move to approve the proposed budget dates for the appropriation of the 2015 fiscal budget as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the proposed budget dates for the appropriation of the 2015 fiscal year budget as presented. Any discussion? None. We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 17 is review of the bills. Please be recognized if you have a bill to review.
No, sir.
None. Agenda item number 18.
To adjourn.
Second.
Second, we adjourn. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Meeting is adjourned at 7:45 p.m.